Imagine how the whole world is woven like a pulse in a single thread, and how has the landscape of global trade from the 17th and 18th century evolved to the present day. And what are the significant rules and mechanisms that categorizes modern international trade?
Hey, explorers. Welcome to the PJ's Explore Show, an amazing journey to exploration.
Hey guys, welcome back to the PJ's Explore Show, and I'm your host, Priyanshi. This is the place where we dive into intriguing conversations that matters. I wishing you all a very happy new year, filled with joy and exciting adventures ahead. I hope you are well and pursuing your passion as we step in the new year. Today, let's embark on a captivating journey through time and trade. From the 17th and 18th century sailing ships and spice routes to today's tech-driven global trade, join us in unraveling the thread of history. Grab your drink and relax, and let's delve into the fascinating transformation of global trade over the centuries. So what are your thoughts on the concept of globalization and global trade? How do you perceive their impact on our interconnected world, and what role do you think they play in shaping the way goods and services and ideas flow across borders? So globalization is the process of interaction and integration among companies, peoples, and governments worldwide. And global trade, on the other hand, is the exchange of capital goods and services across international borders or territories. Because there is a need, a want of goods and services all around the globe. Now, let's delve into the 17th and 18th centuries, a pivotal era marked by sailing ships, vibrant spice routes, and bustling markets. This historical backdrop sets the stage for understanding how globalization, as we know it today, traces its roots to the intricate tapestry of trade, cultural exchange, and economic interdependence moving during those bygone centuries. The 17th and 18th centuries make a significant global trade expansion spurred by European exploration. The notable routes include, the first one is the Atlantic route, linking Europe, Africa, and the America. It involved the exchange of goods and weapons for African slaves who worked on American plantations. The second one we have is the spice routes, connecting Europe with Southeast Asia and India. Europeans sought valuable spices like pepper and nutmeg. The third one we have is the Silk Road. This overland route facilitated the exchange of luxury goods between Europe and China. The fourth one we have is the Baltic Sea Trade Route, connecting Northern Europe with Scandinavia, Russia, and Poland. It traded in timber, furs, and amber. These routes have profound impact on economic growth, cultural exchange, colonialism, and technological advancement. Now the question arises that how did the trade relationship actually between European powers, particularly France, and their colonies evolved during 17th and 18th century, and what the key role key commodities exchanged in these type of trade. So during the 17th and 18th centuries, trade between European powers, particularly France and their colonies, was shaped by the mercantilist system. This economic theory, emphasizing state control of trade, aimed to accumulate wealth and power. France, with a vast colonial empire spanning from North America to Southeast Asia, engaged in trade with key colonies like Saint-Domingue, New France, Louisiana, and Senegal. So exploring trade dynamics of 17th and 18th centuries, we turn to the interaction between American colonies and Europe. Major trade routes like Transatlantic Triangular and North Atlantic trades shaped this exchange. American colonies such as New England and Mid-Atlantic play key roles engaging in the trade of vital commodities. However, this complex system brought about significant impact, like including forced labor, environmental damage, cultural exchange, and the rise of resistance movement, notably leading to the American Revolution. And after American Revolution, how can we forget about the Industrial Revolution trade? Do you think the changes in trade during the Industrial Revolution had any lasting consequences on today's global trade or economy? The Industrial Revolution reshaped global trade, shifting from agrarian and craft-based economies to industrialized production. This transition increased the need for raw materials, fueling the expansion of global trade networks and contributing to the rise of colonialism and imperialism. The triangular trade persisted in the transformative era, fostering the globalization of markets. During the 17th and 18th and 19th century, trade between Germany and India was very limited. The rise of British Raj and political unification of Germany marked significant periods. Direct trade remained limited, but these historical events shaped the global trade landscape. Actually, as the Industrial Revolution unfolded, it further transformed global trade pattern, impacting economic worldwide and creating new opportunities for everyone and for international commerce. This industrial production and the expansion of global trade network become pivotal and setting the stage for more connected or interconnected and dynamic era of trade. Now the question arises that how did the historical events like the Opium Wars shape China's 19th century trade dynamics? Similarly, how did Vietnam and Indonesia's colonial experience influence their current resource management and trade practices? And also, did India's diverse geography impact its global trade in the 17th and 18th century? Examining the global trade dynamics of various regions and time periods revealed diverse narratives and influences. In the 17th and 18th centuries, China faced internal challenges and external pressure, evident in the Opium War and signing of unequal treaties. This period culminated in the establishment of the Republic of China in 1911. In contrast, the colonial experience of Vietnam and Indonesia during the same era showcased distinct roles in the global trade, with Vietnam contributing through agricultural exports and silk production, while Indonesia dominated the spice route and spice trades. Meanwhile, India played a pivotal role in global trade. During the 17th and 18th century, the Mughal Empire's dominance and the significant export of textile-shaped industries its trajectory. European colonial powers, including the British and French, expanded their control in India, leaving lasting impact on global trade dynamics. Examining the global trade dynamics of various regions and time periods reveals diverse narratives and influences. In the 17th and 18th centuries, China faced internal challenges and external pressures as well, evident in the Opium War and the signing of unequal treaties. This period culminated in the establishment of the Republic of China in 1911. In contrast, the colonial experience of Vietnam and Indonesia during the same era, showcased distinct roles and in global trade, with Vietnam contributing through agricultural exports and silk production, while Indonesia dominated the spice trade. Meanwhile, India played a pivotal role in global trade during the 17th and 18th century. The Mughal Empire dominance and significant export of textile shaped its trajectory. European colonial power, including French and British, expanded their control in India, leaving lasting impact on global trade dynamics. Now, let's explore the historical trade practices of oil-producing Arabian nations and their impact on the current economic landscape. And lastly, consider the significant impact of the printing press on the world of trade and ponder what ifs its impact might have in the present. Turning to the Arabian Peninsula, extraction and utilization of oil as a significant economic driver only began in the early 20th centuries. This stands in stark contrast to the rich trade history of region, highlighting the transformative era or power of the oil industry. In the realm of communication and information dissemination, the printing press emerged as a game changer, and there is no doubt about it. Its impact on trade was profound, contributing to increased literacy, improved communication and marketing, and the standardization and efficiency of trade networks. What ifs of the printing press include envisioning a world without standard communication, limited knowledge sharing, and less efficient trade practices. Together, these historical aspects underscore the diverse factors and influences that have shaped our present global trade over the centuries. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we are wrapping up our part one of Thread of Trade. We have journeyed through centuries of global commerce from the Mughal Empire to European colonial powers. So, in part two, awaits delving into modern economic shifts from the Great Depression to the rise of WTO, USA's superpower status, China's ascent, and the complexities of today's trade. Join us to explore G20's role, the Russian-Ukraine war impact, and AI's influence in our global history and the way forward. Thank you for tuning in. And yes, don't forget to dive into adventure with the PJ's Explore Show on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. Like the content that fuels your curiosity, share the excitement with your fellow explorers. Subscribe for a front row seat to thrilling discoveries. Give us your feedback and let your voice shape our new and next exploration. Let's build a community of passionate explorers together. Bye-bye.